Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will talk about Vice President Kamala Harris's new initiative with black men that kicks off today with the vice president in Atlanta. Steve, you had a very special call with the VP Harris, so you're looking forward to hearing all about it. That's coming. So we're looking forward, I should say, to hearing all about it. That's coming up at the top of the hour. But right now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Johnny in Nassau. Johnny says, my dad and I have a mobile bartending truck. I bought the truck and I restock the liquor for each event. My dad is a master bartender, so he expects to get 60% of our profits. He is more of an employee than an investor. Should I get more profit? Shouldn't I get more profit, he's asking.
Well, here's the deal. He's more of an employee than an investor. The problem you got is, without your daddy, you have no business. Because your father is the master bartender. All you probably know how to do is drive. We can get anybody to drive. So I think your father has you in a precarious position. I think you all should go 50-50 if you put up all the money. But it sounds to me like you may have gotten some money from your father. Now, if you haven't gotten the money from your father and you put up all the money, that was your stake in it. He brings brand equity, years of know-how and knowledge in going into mixology. So now that comes with the price. But I think he realizes that without him, you have nothing except a truck with some liquor on it. So if you have already previously agreed to the 60-40, you have to pay it. If y'all ain't struck out yet and made $1, then it's time to negotiate. And y'all could meet in the middle. You think it ought to be 50-50. He think it's 65-40. Maybe it should, maybe he thinks it's 60-40. Maybe it could be 45-55. Meet in the middle. But you do need your daddy.
Okay.
Now, the way to make more money is to get a real fine chick that can bartend and cut your daddy out. And then he gonna flip that truck over and set it on fire. So you gonna work
that
from
you bought.
Happy Nassau.
All right. Malika in Stockbridge says, I surprised my husband by coming home early from a bridal shower. I heard him tell someone on the phone that his wife will be gone till around 4 p.m., so he'd be free to talk until 4. He said it was his boss. Was he really working on a Saturday?
I don't know, lady. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. If he said it was his boss, if you didn't hear no female voice and, you know, all this here, I don't, why you calling us? He mm-hmm. told us, but he could talk to folks. Now, here's what you need to know is, when you came in, did the conversation end?
Uh-huh. That's
it wasn't good. No talking till four.
Boss could be a female, though. Now.
Well, if it's boss, then it's work-related.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
It was.
It
you
saw
sounds problems.
Like it was female. That's why she was
a female. No, it don't sound like no female because she didn't say she said he was talking to someone. And when I walked, I heard him say he could talk to four. But now what she didn't say was when she came in, he hung up.
Yeah, she didn't say that.
Or did he go off somewhere else and take the phone call? Mm. Which was, you know, I don't talk business in front of my wife.
Why would she be upset? Why would she be questioning him if she didn't think
something
was...
I mean, because y'all always, y'all do this.
Something was kind
of
off.
No, yeah. Ain't no something is off. Y'all made it off. Y'all. First of all, you don't have all the information. All she said was, "I heard him tell someone my wife is a way I can talk to a fool."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She came in. He said it was his boss,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which could have been a lie.
But how do you? But I mean,
but
what
you're
did not, he say?
You're right. No,
it depends
knows.
On what she did. She overhear him saying, "Yeah, I like it when you rub my back." Now, then, what is your boss
that's what
rubbing
she
your
heard.
Back? Now I'm saying, now, unless she heard that, Shirley, right. It's his boss.
I get what you're saying.
And y'all stop wrecking y'all's marriage when it don't have to be.
Mm. Okay. Oh. All right. Moving on.
Say that.
Stay down, Junior. Stay down. Stay down. You're talking with a lot of emotion right now. You're gonna say something you're gonna live to regret. Go ahead, Shirley.
Faynell in Raleigh says, "My husband and I argue a lot, and when I tell my husband that what my mom said to me or about me, he'll stop talking to her for weeks. I told him to stop doing that. He said that I need to stop venting to him then." Who am I supposed to vent to then?
Well, I mean, look, Faynell. Now, listen.
You love that name.
Faynell.
The way you said it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a combination of Faith and Nell Carter. She couldn't make up her name, who she wanted to make, name her baby after. So it was Faynell. Mm-hmm. That's very close to fatal. You know, like something was fatal. And then it they nailed it, so it was Faynell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know. You know, people just getting tired of hearing you complain, seem like to me. You know,
because people or mama, her husband.
Well, but everybody. Because her mama turned on and say something crazy about it. Then she tell her husband. Then the husband keeps speaking to the mama because he trying to side up with the wife. And now you want him to quit not talking to your mama. You came in and said that your mama said you're stupid. And you act like a damn fool all the time. And now your husband going, "Damn, why you letting her talk to you like that?" Now he don't talk to her. Now you mad at him. We can't get in this. Next question, Shirley.
Last one, Steve.
Yeah,
last one. All right, Jessica in the DMV writes, I got a speeding ticket and paid the fine, but I forgot to tell my husband. Our insurance increased by $89, and now he wants to restrict me to driving to work and for essential errands only for a while. Does the punishment match the crime?
I didn't know your husband could put that off on punishment.
What is that about?
Where that come from? you can't drive no more except to work and necessary things. You're not driving no more. Does the punishment fit the crime? What?
Sit in the corner.
What kind of marriage is this? Now, I can't go in there and tell my wife, "You can't drive no more because you got a ticket."
Yeah.
What?
This is too much.
Man.
Get in the car fast enough.
Yeah.
I'm talking about be driving around this block so damn fast.
In his car, not even mine.
Tickets. I drive down the street and find that sign that say speed trap.
You hear me?
Oh,
back and
drive.
Forth.
Oh, my. All right. So, yeah, does the punishment fit the crime? This is crazy. Shouldn't be any punishment. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will hear from Steve on our vice president's new initiative involving black men right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.